Welcome to the Working Moms Only Success Club, hosted by CEO and founder Mary Ellen Tribby. Working Moms Only, where passion, empowerment, and success meet.
Okay, the call is now live.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Mary Ellen, and welcome to the quarterly coaching call for the Working Moms Only Success Club. I'm really happy that you're with us today, and of course, joining us is Tiffany, who is our Working Moms Only Profit Center Manager, and we're both going to be answering any questions you may have about your business, your life, your kids, your exercise, whatever it is that you have to ask, we're here to answer to the best of our ability. I do want to say that we don't have a lot of people on the call today, which is unusual considering we had an Inbox Empire call yesterday that had about 85 people on the call. So we only have a few people on the call, which I think is good for the ones on the call because we can have a conversation. We don't need to stick tight to our rules of asking one question at a time as opposed to kind of just making sure that, we can talk about a couple things there. So since I do have questions that were written in, I'd rather do them live as opposed to me read them or Tiffany read them and us answer them. So what we'll do, Tiff, right, we'll have everybody get into the queue and ask their question. And if people don't want to get into the queue, we'll start reading some of the questions. How does that sound?
That sounds great, yep. And just to let you know, to get into the queue, you just push *2, that's star and the number 2, to raise your hand. And then when it's your turn, I'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and I'll unmute your line so you can state your name and ask your question.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
okay, so get into the queue now, please. Please do that now. As soon as somebody's in there, Tiff, you'll let me know, and we'll start.
Yep.
Oh, wow. People are jumping on. Great. Yeah. Great. All right. Why don't we just start? And like I said, whatever it is, no need to hold back. All right, Tiff.
Okay. So it looks like the first person is the last 4 digits of your phone number are 3833. I'll unmute your line in just a second, and you can say your name and ask your question. That's 3833.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, good. So I have a newsletter that I'm working on, and I'm still kind of trying to work out the kinks on how I combine my two ideas. And I think that it all boils down to how to be inspired to when you're working at home. So,
mm-hmm. Are you there? Oh, no, we didn't lose it, did we, Tiff?
I don't know. Oh, there you are.
Sarah,
yeah, I think we just.
Sarah, you're fading in and out. I don't know if you're on a landline or faded out a bit. So all I got was how to be inspired while you're working at home, and then what was the next part, Sarah?
Okay, so my particular forte and background is in interior design.
Mhm. Okay. Do you hear her, Tiff, or did she?
I can't hear her. She cut out again. Yeah.
Okay. So I think Sarah is the person that emailed us, and actually she sent me another email this morning thanking me for her name. I think that's Sarah. So let me do the first part, Sarah, and then as soon as we can hear you again, we'll talk more about the second part because I think you've got some clarity of vision issues with the second part. But the first part, which is a great question, is how do you be inspired when you're working at home? And Sarah, can you hear me? She's not there, but I'm going to just answer this because
she's on the line.
Okay. So there's a couple things. And I know because, for the majority of my career, I was going into an office and I had that, me, Tiff, you've seen me in an office where I find it very invigorating, where you've got that energy, you've got the momentum, you feed off each other, and you get a lot of work done because the ideas are flowing and you have the camaraderie. And then 3 years ago is when I actually started working, out of my home. And at first, I found it, you know, I did find it a little difficult. So I did have to be very strict with myself. And Sarah, the same thing with you. And people, this is the mistake people make. They don't set an alarm clock. They don't schedule their time. They do things like do their laundry and clean out the refrigerator and clean out, you know, clean out their closets. And this is all wrong. How you are productive, right? And I guess we'll talk about two things, productivity and being inspired, okay? How you are productive is by scheduling your day just like you would if you were in an office. If you do not control your day will control you. So, and I think, you know, Tiffany and I, we both work out of our homes now, right? Our other employees work out of their homes. We're all virtual. But Tiffany and I don't call each other all day long. We respect each other's time. We have a weekly meeting that we do. We have emails going, you know, we have a morning briefing that happens via email. And that's it. But we're scheduled and we know what we're doing. I do not, like I said, I do not do any household chores, okay? The only thing I do that I wouldn't normally have done if I was in an office is I take a midday, you know, break if I'm working from, you know, early in the morning to later in the afternoon. I take that midday break. It usually includes first walking my dog and getting some air and then doing something like going for a bike ride or like a swim in the pool. I mean, I live in South Florida, so I can still swim. So something just to keep the energy flowing. Now, how you get inspired, again, is a couple things, okay? And this is what really works for me. I make sure that I have a lunch once a week with somebody in person, live, to bounce ideas off of, okay? Just, you know, it could be a colleague, it can be a friend, it can be whatever it is, but we talk about what's going on, usually in each one of our offices, in our lives, and it really does keep you accountable and inspire you. The other way that you are inspired, or certainly I'm inspired, is by, and everyone knows this about me, is I keep a journal, and, you know, and I review. Not only do I review my journal, but I actually put, like, my to-do list inside my journal each day. So when I look at it and I could say, this is what I plan to get done and this is what I got done, man, am I doing great? Am I on track? And so that really helps you get the momentum going. It is, you know, it really is a matter of discipline, that once you set your discipline, your inspiration kind of almost follows organically. But you need to have those mentors. You know, again, I consider myself very fortunate that, you know, even like once a month, I'll go over and I'll see Michael Masterson, you know, in the afternoons, and we'll talk about business. And so you've got to keep your network going to be inspired. The other thing that I do is I do speak, you know, at a lot of conferences and events, and that keeps the inspiration going. You know, I'm continually learning. I read a lot. That keeps the inspiration going. And also, I will tell you, what I love doing is, like, Sarah, the email I got from you this morning that said you had changed your URL. And so those things are very inspiring to me, is listening to the community, listening to feedback. And that really, and I have to say that we had such a great call yesterday that with Inbox Empire, we were on the phone for over 2 hours, that, you know, I got off the phone and I was talking to my husband and kids that night, and I just kept talking about it, and it was because it is so inspiring to hear about people's success with your programs. So there's lots of ways to do it, and I hope that helps. Tiff, do you have any others that you could throw in there?
Well, I was just going to say that, too. I think that that there's a second part here. I'm looking at the questions that Sarah wrote in, and I know because that she was also asking about with her niche, how to differentiate herself. So here, I'll just read you the second part here. From creating a professional niche at writing about working from home and appealing to she wants to appeal to the 35 to 65-year-old woman, and she's wondering how to differentiate herself from other people out there, like what can be her hook for that.
Okay.
As well.
All right. Well, great. That's a great question, Sarah. And, you know, the answer is, and I've written a lot about this, is that you've got to have a USP, right? What is your unique selling proposition, right? Your USP. because I just wrote about this very recently, as a matter of fact. I think it's the issue on Monday, which is you've got to be authentic. You know, because in the question, I even think that you said something like, I write about similar things, and you've got to be authentic. You never want to be a watered-down version of somebody else. You want to be the best possible version of you. And so, you know, what was different about me, say, you know, and this is what a lot of people resonated with me, what was my USP versus, like, Michael Masterson, who was one of my great, great mentors? Well, a lot of women, when I started working Moms Only, wrote to me and said, gosh, I love Michael Masterson, but I know that Michael Masterson is not making dinner. He's not picking up his kids from soccer or football or baseball or from school activities. That sure, he can be successful because he's putting every, you know, all of his energy only into his career. So my, you know, my whole USP was that 360 lifestyle, right? That I live a blended lifestyle, that everything I do yields me purposeful activity. You know, everything I do is purposeful activity. Some of it yields me money and some of it does not, but it's purposeful. And that was my USP. I wasn't about making money, getting rich, because I believe when you have purposeful activity and when you live your life like that, the money absolutely follows. So what is your, you know, what, I can't tell you what your hook is because I don't know your whole story. You know, if we spent a day together, would I find your hook? Of course I would. But you've got to do soul searching and examine, you know, what makes you different. I will say that I do think you're a little cloudy on your what you want, you know, your Inbox Magazine to be, you know, versus what you're going for. You know, you're going, you know, you're starting with this niche, you know, kind of that work home, and then we changed your, you know, your URL, which I love now, but then you want to write about, you know, exercise and, you know, all these other things. So you have to be careful, right? You want to be careful that we talk about this in Inbox Empire, that you don't try to go to everybody. Just like with Working Moms Only, we talk about this all the time, that we have lots of men in our community, and they're more than welcome, but I didn't go out there and I didn't change my my advocacy for my avatar. I write to that person. I write to that working mom. And if men or single women or women without children find this useful for them, great. But I'm not changing it because I want to bring in the men, okay? You've got to stay true to your colors. I don't want you to expand because you just happen to have these people who can write for you. You've got to say, this is the group of people that I'm an advocate for, and then you can determine, again, your topics as you go along. Okay? Tiff, do you think that does it?
I think so. That's great. Yeah. And just I want to remind everyone to get into the queue to ask your question. Push star 2.
Okay. All right.
Star 2.
Do we have anybody else in the queue, Tiff, or do we want to read a question?
Let's read a question and while we let some people get into the queue. Again, if you want to ask your question live rather than having us read it, go ahead and push star 2 to get into the queue. That's star and the number 2. So the next question we have here is, just a second. Of course, my computer, oh, here we go, is, hi, Mary Ellen. This question is from Sonia. And the question says, my question to you is that my passion is working with dog owners because I love dogs myself. I like helping people find pet-friendly places or getting their health in order with essential oils. Even dogs can use essential oils for their health. How do you manage kids, business, house, and work all together? I'm not sure if I can, and I feel like I need a smaller home to accomplish this. She's wondering, she has two questions. She's wondering if she can combine the subjects of use dogs and essential oils for health,
right,
on their hind pads. Yeah, could I combine all this on one site? And she's also asking how to manage kids, business, home, and work all together.
Good. Okay. So let's take the first question, Sonia, which is, you know, I understand that you have a passion for dogs and dog owners and then for essential oils for being healthy. And of course, those essential oils for being healthy would be for anybody. It could be for people who hate dogs. So I think you have two different ideas here. Okay, your one site needs to be about dogs, and whether it's dog care, dog health, dog training, finding homes for dogs, whatever it is, it needs to be dogs, because your passion there are, you know, is dog owners. That's your audience. Then there is an entirely separate market for, you know, essential oils. Okay, and that is a totally separate inbox, magazine, business, website, whatever you're doing. Okay, so keep the dog website separate from the oil website. And the best thing to do is do not do both of them at the same time. Get one of them done, and then duplicate. Okay, remember I have, you know, my 3D, you know, strategy, which is duplicate, ditch, and delegate. Okay, so you're going to get one done, then you can duplicate, okay? So make sure that you do that. Do not try to combine them, because then you will have a very, very wishy-washy message out there, and you won't, you know, essentially it's called two ads in none. Instead of attracting both of these kind of people, you want to attract either, because you're not doing anyone a full service, okay? So that's the first part. The second part, which is from Sonia, how do you manage kids, business, house, and work all together? Okay, this is a great question. And, you know, and I want to start this off with something that, you know, I say very often, okay, which is every single person has the exact same 24 hours in a day, okay? Nobody gets any more, nobody gets any less. We all have that 24 hours in a day. And it kind of goes back to Sarah's question earlier, which is if you do not manage your day will manage you. If you do not control your day will control you. I have total respect for my time. And that's the first thing that everyone has to have. If you don't respect your time, you will never, ever, ever be successful and be able to get everything done. And what I mean by that is, oh, you know, I've got a half an hour before I have to leave for my lunch date, so I'll just look on Facebook for a half an hour, you know, as opposed to other things that you can get done in a half an hour. So a lot of things that I do is I kind of keep a task list of things that need to be done, and I put like an estimated time quantity on them. So I have like several tasks that I know that will take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes. So I know if I've got that kind of breakup time where, yeah, I just finished writing and I've got 30 minutes before I have to leave for a lunch appointment, I can get three of these 10-minute items done, or two of these 15-minute items done, or one of these 30-minute items done. It all comes down to preparation. You know, Rudy Giuliani says the secret to success is relentless preparation. And it really comes down to knowing that. And so, you know, it's kind of like having an FAQ, right? You know, for people, instead of answering the same questions over and over, you take the questions that are most frequently asked and you put it up for people so you don't have to answer them over and over. You know what has to be done. You know how long things take. So you make that list and then you go to it. Okay. The other thing is that, you know, it also comes down to building a support system. Because no one can do everything on their own. So it really comes down to making sure that you have a support system to help you, because it is a lot, right, as a working mom to manage your kids, your business, your house, and everything else. I mean, that's only three things. What about your charities? What about school, you know, volunteering at school? What about church? There's a lot of things in our lives. What about, you know, some people are caring for their parents? There's a lot of things there. So you do need to develop a support system. And when my kids were younger, I absolutely had, you know, those mother helpers, you know, that I could rely on, that I could call. Because, you know, my kids, they need it, you know, they need it more, even more, you know, of kind of that time there. So there's nothing wrong with that. You need to do that. Then again, like I said, it comes down to your priorities. Really, do you have your priorities straight? You know, for me, you know, I'm not a big TV watcher, right? Because I would much rather spend that time in the evening talking to my kids and interacting and helping with homework than sitting down and watch TV. That's priorities. That's priorities. And then it comes down to making good decisions. And those decisions basically set, you know, are, oh, do I stay in bed until, you know, 8:30, or do I get up at 7 o'clock and, you know, and do my exercise and then start, you know, start my business at 7:30 instead of 9, right? So it's support system, it's priorities, it's good decisions, and it is preparation. So I think that one answers that, Tiff.
Definitely. Are you ready for the next question, Marilyn?
Sure.
Okay, let's see. The next question is another inbox-related question, and it is from John. John asks, he says that they just joined Inbox and that they have a website called healthierlivingforyou.com, and we have our own health product line. What is the best way to get affiliates to promote our products and to get an affiliate manager to help promote us?
Okay.
Or help us promote?
Great. Great question, John. The first thing is the best way to promote your products, you're absolutely right, is to get an affiliate manager. If this is a large part of your business, right, you're getting other people to promote your products, which it should be, you absolutely need to get somebody to do that for you. Because, John, you as kind of that creator, business owner, it's a huge thing to do that, to actually spend your time doing it. And really to make money, to make really good money, somebody needs to be doing that full time, okay? So you absolutely need to go out and get your affiliate manager. Now, the best way to do that is to basically find, within your network, people you know. I always like to start in my network, in my own playground, in my backyard, you know, and whenever I'm looking for anything, you know, whether it's business-related or, you know, personal or, you know, childcare or whatever it is, I always start with the people I know. Then, you know, if you go to conferences, if you go to specific conferences, which I'd imagine you would with a health product line, there are always people there. You know, I have literally had my clients wear T-shirts that says, hey, I'm looking for an affiliate manager. I'm looking for a copywriter. I'm looking for a graphic designer. Like, make a T-shirt and wear it, and people will come up to you. It's a crazy idea, right? But it works. It works wonderfully. And, of course, I always like to use, Craigslist. I love Craigslist for a couple of reasons, because for something like an affiliate manager, they don't have to be in your office. An affiliate manager really can be somebody who is either your employee or a freelance employee, a freelance contractor, but they're best left to their own devices, meaning they're not in your office, that they're on the phone, they're just constantly on the phone and sending emails. So use Craigslist and hunt, and I always say go fishing where the fish are. So I'm not sure where you live, but I know for like when I have clients, let's just say in the financial newsletter world, and if they're looking for either a copywriter or an editor for one of their products, I tell them to put ads in the cities where you know there are great companies where people have been trained properly. So, for example, everybody knows that I kind of, you know, grew up in that financial newsletter world, and I know everybody in that business. So if I'm looking for an editor in that world, I'll put that in Craigslist in Baltimore. I'll put it in Palm Beach, Florida. I'll put it in New York City. I'll put it in Austin, Texas, because I know that there are great companies that have great people there that are doing the exact same thing. So you've got to go fishing where the fish are. Okay. I think that does that. For any ideas on your end, Tiff? Anything else? Tiff?
Wait, no. I mean, I think that it covers it all. It sounds good. I mean, Craigslist is such a great place to find people, and of course, I love your T-shirt idea too. So, I think that was a great answer. Let's see. I'm gonna go read this next question for you. The next question is from Ray. The question is, what are the requirements? So he's asking about what are the requirements and parameters to make an offer to our subscription list. So he's looking for examples of requirements and parameters for people when they want to make an offer to your list.
That's a great, great question. And really, what I'm going to tell you that is our parameters should be your own. And every single time we look, you know, at that when people send us something in, it's got to meet two criteria. The first criteria is this good for our customer? Meaning, do I really, really believe that this product is good for our core customers? Okay. Before I finish this, let me just say we've got a lot of people on the phone, but no one's getting in the queue. So I think this is probably our last written in question, but we've got a lot of people on the phone. So if you have a question, get in the queue now, else we're going to make this very, very, very short. Okay. So let me go back to Ray's question. Okay. So the first thing is, you know, is this product good for my customers? And so in order to answer that question, I've got to see the product. I don't just look at a picture of the product or read the description. I have got to see the product. We go through the product. We make sure that it's something that I can say, I've looked at this, and this is something you should look at, right? Because when you promote a product, you can only tell them so much about getting it because you don't know the person that well. And the next thing is this product or service, is this decision I'm going to make good for my business? Okay? So what that means is that, does it serve the business as a whole? Because I'm not going to go out there and I'm not going to promote, you know, my second cousin's, you know, automatic copywriting course because it's my second cousin. It's got to be good for the business, okay? So when you always think about your customers and your business, then it's easy to make that decision about promoting products. But make sure you actually go through those products. So, Ray, if you have something you would like us to promote, send us an email, let us know what it is, and we'll ask you to be able to go through that product, and we'll see. The other thing about that is when I say, is it good for the business, I'm going to ask you, how did that product do to your own list? What was the earnings per click, the EPC? You know, how many refunds did that product get? Do you have any testimonials for that product? So if you have something for anybody, you know, who listens, you know, if you have a product that you would like us to promote, just be prepared to answer those questions. If you can't answer those questions, it probably means you haven't either tested it enough or you haven't looked at the results. And if you haven't looked at the results, then that's pretty much a deal breaker for me, as Tiffany knows. Right, Tiff?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have a pretty clear, like, letter we send to people about their offers that say exactly what the information we need, and it includes all the things that Mary Ellen said. So that makes it really, like, easy for us when we're communicating with people about their products and such.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
So it looks like we have a couple people in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and try this again. So the first person, the last four digits of your phone number is 8409. I believe it's Donna. I'm going to unmute your line. Donna, if you'd like to say your name and ask your question.
Hi. Wow, the mysteries of technology. Boy.
What, that we know who you are?
We
actually have a camera in your house now.
Let me put on some makeup. I was sort of waffling on the fence, you know, about the Inbox Empire program, and not sure if I should jump in or not. I worked for a company, I'm not going to give you my whole life story, but I worked for a company for a very long time, and was a graphic designer. The field changed because of budget cuts in aerospace. I got the axe with many other people. And I've been trying MLM for a long time, and I love it, but I'm not having a lot of success with it. So I was looking at your Inbox Empire and wondering about doing something for an audience like myself, people who are middle-aged, unemployed. We have been employed a long time, but are not now. And really, the only thing that I grew up with pretty much was being an employee. Is that too general a kind of a market?
It's not too general as long as you have a solution for them, okay? So let me just say a couple things, Donna. That one, inbox is closed right now, right? Like we closed it, we took it down because,
yes.
Like I said, yesterday's call was over 2 hours. We had 85 people on the call, and it's great. We aren't going to reopen that until April. And frankly, like I say, I don't think I just believe this with my entire being that it's the best program out there on how to do a business online. Okay, that your topic, you know, your niche specific, you need to do the research. And let me, since you don't have the program, let's just talk about how you do that a bit. Okay, so
okay.
You need to go out there and you need to see what's out there right now servicing that market. And what I don't want to hear is there's nothing like that, because if there's nothing like that, then it's probably not the right market to get into. Okay? And so you need to do some keyword research. Just do some simple Google keyword research, you know, the kind of the keywords that, you know, and write down a bunch of them, because everybody, like, write, you know, plugs in one thing and they don't get any results, and it's the wrong thing to plug in. So write down a bunch, plug them in, and if you've got more than, at least 10,000 people a month searching for what you're plugging in there, then it's a big enough market, okay?
Ooh.
Then go, and then when you find other things like it, go and look at it, right? Because when I started Working Moms Only, I knew, like, it was a huge market. You look at work-life balance, and that, like, there, you know, there's probably a million a month, you know, searches for that. And that's kind of, like, also, like, the limit. Like, you don't want it to be too big, right? But when I went and I did my research, what I found is how grossly underserved the market was, how terrible everything out there was, you know. And I didn't want to, you know, I wasn't going to talk about how you save 50 cents on diapers, right? I was going to talk about life-changing things for working moms. And so that's what you've got to do. So do your keyword research, then look at the competitors and see how they're doing, and then you go out there and you do that better and you do that faster and you do that cheaper. And, you know, with the programs and with technology today, you're able to do that. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, the inbox model versus kind of the MLM model, right? It's just, it's instant. You know, we have people that started this program, you know, just, you know, a couple months ago, a couple weeks ago. They've got their websites up and going. They're getting, you know, they're getting there so quickly. So, again, I'm not going to talk you into it because that's a decision you have to make. And like I said, we're closed until April. But so look, do your keyword research, right? Look at the competitors, and that's how you'll know if the market's big enough. You know, off the top of my head, my gut tells me it is a big enough market.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, that, I mean, so, but again, you're going to have to find people who have some solution, because, you know, inbox is all about not necessarily being it all you, getting experts out there who have done that. Right? And there's a lot of people who've done it. I mean, so many people in my inbox have done it. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people who have done it. So you've got to find those people so that they can be people giving people advice. Because if you have not done it yet, right, you cannot give them advice.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's really important.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's great.
My pleasure, Donna. I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Chip, do we have any other folks in the queue today?
We do. Let me see here. The next person in the queue, let's see your last four digits of your phone number I'll call out. It's 0660. I'm unmuting your line. If you could say your name and ask your question. That's 0660.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Sandra. And Mary Ellen, thank you so much for doing this. I kind of held back because I don't really know where to begin. I have a website, and for a couple of years I was producing a newsletter, and it took me a long time. I mean, I was writing everything in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I really put a lot of focus and energy into it, and I loved it. And I really never learned how to get traffic, you know, so I just had a few subscribers. It all just came through word of mouth and, you know, just and but I haven't published that newsletter. I've kept my website alive, and but I haven't published. I quit publishing the newsletter a couple of years ago, and I'm looking at reviving it. And I know that it's important to be consistent, to build trust with your subscribers, and I feel like I've really let them down. And one of the reasons that I just kind of stopped everything was I just felt hypocritical because my work is the empowerment of women as we age. And so it's like looking at middle-aged women and saying, hey, what do you want to be when you get old? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up kind of thing? And what I have to offer is some guidelines on how to become an empowered and wise old woman, if that is what your goal is. So the empowerment piece, I felt like I had pretty much together until my finances just dropped out the bottom, and I wasn't financially empowered, and I felt like a hypocrite, so I just stopped everything. You know, I didn't even go in, and I wasn't even in my integrity enough to go in and say, hey, listen, folks, you know, I have to take a hiatus. I'll get back with you when I can. I didn't say anything. I just dropped out. And I'm looking at wanting to come back now and be able to upgrade my website, and I'm looking at what kind of whether I want to do a blog rather than a website, or if I want to have the blog on the website, or and how to regain the trust and then I have to deal with the whole piece of traffic and doing all of this kind of social networking that is not easy for me.
Okay. I got you. And let me just ask you a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, let me just say that I think the topic in the market is a very, very good one. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Two, are you back? Do you have your finances in order?
Not as well as they need to be. So I'm still working on that piece.
Okay, but better than they were.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm doing now is I see where in this coming year the finances, I believe, are going to be there. So now I'm doing my homework so that I'm prepared and know how to hit the road when I'm ready.
Good. Okay. When did you stop your site sending stuff out?
It's been a couple of years.
Okay, so chances are you have no subscribers anyway. So you're going to start fresh with your subscriber list. And the nice thing that you have now is that you have a very honest and open story, okay? And now you also have a reason to start this again, you know? So that's great because that's very authentic, it's very organic, and it will resonate. The other thing that you can do, and this is why I wish you were in Inbox too, because this is what we teach in Inbox. This is exactly what we teach.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between a blog and an Inbox magazine, why you need a website and your Inbox magazine, how you get traffic, how you build a list, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we go through. But what I was going to say is that the beautiful thing is you and we teach different models. One is a panel model, one is a guru model, one is a faceless model. It seems that you were operating really strictly like on you and, you know, considered a guru model, as opposed to a panel model where you better bet your butt that there were so many women who've been in this position and fixed it. As a matter of fact, we had a woman yesterday on our call, Tiffany. What was she? She was from welfare to, what was it, leadership or welfare to what leader, right?
It was welfare to leadership, yeah. Welfare.
Yeah,
leadership.
Well, she was literally on welfare, and now she's got a thriving business. She's, you know, she's so well off, and she's teaching people this. So somebody like that, you go out and you get them on your panel so that you're not writing every single issue.
Oh, you know, that's a really good idea because that might – I have a doctorate, and I always say I'm closer to a bag lady than a PhD.
Yeah, right. So you don't have to, and just like me, right, with Working Moms Only, the mission is to give working moms the tools and resources they need. I can't be everything to everybody. I'm not. I have my core competencies. I'm not going to pretend that I know how to go out there and formulate supplements. So what do? I go out and I find the best person I know to give that resource to my working moms. And
what
I was, same thing.
Yeah, I guess I was, my focus was, I had all this research, you know, 10 years of research and all the stuff that I wanted to share with people. And I was hoping that in the writing I had certain kind of like columns that I would revisit on, a regular basis, maybe not, I would alternate them, but I had various columns that I would write, and I thought, well, by doing that, then eventually those would become an ebook or what have you. So I was really invested in all the stuff that I wanted to write, and I really hadn't even considered bringing in other people.
Yep. Nope, it's so much easier. And like I said, and you sound like you did what a lot of people do, Sandra, which is you've got all this stuff and you send out an issue like every single day, then it goes without a week, and then it goes without a couple weeks, and you just stop. As opposed to, okay, Working Moms Only has been around for 3 years. We have never, ever missed an issue. It has gone out every single Monday, every single Thursday. We've had special issues in between, but we promised Monday, Thursday issues. We've never, ever, ever missed an issue.
So, Mary Ellen, you have a background in all of this, in publishing and all of this. And and I come along and the whole technology part of the internet, and I mean, I get bogged down how to orchestrate it all and how to get it all done, and not knowing how to do most of it myself.
Okay, so let me tell you this, Sandra, because I, I'm not a kid. I was in traditional publishing for years and years and years, and when the internet came around, I was always CEO. You know what that meant? I never had to send a freaking email. I never had to do a template. I never had to do anything. When I started Working Moms Only, I did it all myself for the first year. And I wish I had knew how to do it when I was CEO, because then people wouldn't have been able to tell me, oh, it takes so long to get that email out, right? Because technology today is so simple. Trust me, I am the least technical person in the world, ask Tiffany. And it is so easy. And the same thing with not just technology, but the actual structure and the timing and all those things. That's exactly what we teach in Inbox Empire. I mean, it's exactly what we go through step by step by step. We hold your hand. And so if we may have to make an exception for a couple people. But I mean, that's what we do because I've been in publishing for 25 years. You know, I've taken like all, you know, there is no guessing. Nothing that we do is arbitrary. Every single thing has a reason behind it, you know, based on results. And so that's what most people do when they start an e-newsletter. It's very arbitrary. Oh, today I'm going to send out 50 words, you know, on what I ate for breakfast. Tomorrow I'm going to write 2,000 words on how you start a business, right? And it can't be like that. It's got to be very structured, very definite.
What you put in each letter.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't, like I said, you can't send it 5 days 1 week and not send it for 3 weeks and send it once and then, you know, it's got to be.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, you know.
People are creature of habits.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're going to get it on Monday and Thursday. They wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, even though I was inconsistent or consistent in my inconsistency or however it went, people stayed with me,
right.
You know, until
well, that's a great sign.
Couldn't stay with them.
Uh-huh. So that's a great sign. So to me, it just seems like you need a rebirth. And because, like I said, I think the topic is fantastic. And the beautiful thing about your topic now is that women they need to be more empowered now because they have more responsibility now. You know, in 2011, you know, that was the very, very first year in this country's economy that there were more women in the workplace than men, right? And so they're more, they need to be more empowered, or they have more responsibility than ever before.
And I'm looking at kind of coming from the perspective that as that what we need in the world today are women that have gone through, call it their purification, they've gone through what it is that they've looked at their flaws, they've looked at their wounds, they've healed, they've done a lot of healing, and they've reached a level of wisdom, and we need those women to show the way, to to help those younger women coming up. And so this, what I'm wanting to do is help prepare women to take their role as empowered older women that can help, you know, help the world.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Right? And who was it that said there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women? Who was that? Was it?
I don't know. I haven't heard
that. Madeline Albright. Madeline Albright.
Say that again.
There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
Oh, my gosh. Right? I love it.
It's Madeline Albright. Yep. Look that up so you get the exact word. But that is it. And so, and just like, you know, Oprah always says that, what, you know, you need to help women because women are out there, the ones teaching both women and men, you know, girls and boys. And so you've got to. So I think, one, your topic is fabulous. Your niche, you've got a marketplace, and you you need a rebirth. You just need to do it over. You need to start fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. All right, Tiff, who's next?
Let's see. The next, last person here is, last four digits are 3807. I'll unmute your line, and you can say your name and ask your question. That's 3807.
Hi, Mary Ellen. This is Shelley. I feel like I'm stalking you. We spoke yesterday. I'm from Naples.
She's on the conference.
Good.
As a matter of fact, my 13-year-old son just walked by and he said, "You're listening to that lady again? Who is it?" You're my new mentor. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the call again today. I'm glad to get to speak with you. I actually just joined the Working Mom Success Club. I don't know why I didn't do it sooner, but I'm glad I did. And I was looking over, you know, what you're offering for the membership, because for my Business Women Connect new website, I want to transition eventually to different levels of membership, a free membership, a paid membership. And, you know, the first thing people ask me is, well, what are you going to offer to charge? You know, why would you charge? And so I like what you offer. And the first thing I noticed was, of course, all the beautiful e-books that you are giving away. And I thought, how do I get those? How do I get some e-books too? Or some, I know a lot of people give reports away and downloadables, and that's what I have right now, is just a quick download report. But, I mean, that e-book, I mean, that, the fact that you gave, what, $400 worth of free e-books was amazing. And, you know, I want to do more things like that.
And that's great. And you know what, Shelley, and I'm so glad Tiffany's on too, because I'm going to be blatantly honest about the e-books. All the e-books are my content, my ideas that were very rough that we outsourced so that people could write them. And then Tiffany and I went through them with a fine-tooth comb, because you don't want to be overwhelmed, right? And you don't want to say, oh, I can't possibly write 10 e-books, because I think we've got 12 up there on the site, right? And then as we write stuff, you know, like now our new one that I just actually did, you know, write the new one, but that will go up there as well. So one, you don't have to start with 12. You know, if you've got, you know, if you've got four or five up there, fantastic, okay? But you do want some kind of library. The other thing that I love about the Success Club and that we've gotten tremendous feedback on are the audio diaries. And why I like that is because we have very, very specific guidelines for our issues. And the audio diaries are things that happen, that are ideas that come to me, And there are all those ideas that you wish your best friend was there, like when you have them to tell them about them, or your husband, or your business partner, or, you know, they come to me, and I, you know, and the same thing with, like, inbox, I bank all those ideas, I put it right in my phone, like, when I have an idea, I put it under a folder that's just called Success Club Audio Diary Ideas, and I put it in there, and then I record them. And the nice thing about that, they're all about, you know, 1 to 2 minutes long. So it doesn't take a lot of time, but they're valuable. They're really valuable. And then, of course, you know, everybody wants to read books, but people don't have time to read books all the time. And I do. I read a lot. So doing the book club was just a no-brainer, because one of the questions, like when I'm speaking, that people would ask me all the time was, what are you reading? And that was why that's how the book came. That's how the book club idea came to me, just because people always ask that. So with you, you know, what are the commonly asked questions people say to you? You know, they always ask me, you know, what I'm reading, how I started, who's my mentor. So those are the kind of things that I can talk about. And then I just put, and I want it, we want it multimedia too. So if you've noticed that everything in there is, you know, not just reading, you know, but everything's audio, we're putting more pictures in there. We wanted to make sure it was multimedia for people so that they could digest it any way they like to, because some people, frankly, just don't like to read, right? And some people want to listen, and it's so easy to listen to those audio diaries. It's so easy to listen to the expert interviews, and I love the expert interviews that we do monthly, because they're just fabulous women, right? Yes. And they're just, you know, and they all start, you know, we all start out the same way. Nobody started out with this anything handed to them. You know,
right.
And it's how they got there and what they do. So just think about the things that people ask you all the time. And I will tell you that, you know, thinking about my, you know, because if you're on the call yesterday, you know, and other people on this call don't know, is I'm starting a brand new site and a brand new inbox magazine that's catered towards entrepreneurship, you know, in business.
Yes.
And so that the men who have been writing to me for 3 years have, you know, have another place to go as well. And so, again, I didn't water down Working Moms Only. I'm duplicating, right? I'm starting something new. And with that, when I start a membership over there, I will do, like, two levels, one that will be kind of complete access, one that will be semi-access. So Working Moms Only is great because I knew what was out there, what my competitors had, and so many of my competitors had, you know, ours is $19.95 a month. So many of the competitors had like this $29.97 a month, $49, and they didn't give away squat, right? I wanted people to get more, like be like just so wowed with what they got and stick. You know, I wanted everyone to stick with us because we're a community, where the other competitors were, I think, were more concerned about getting that initial dollar in the door. So just think about those kind of things. And, you know, so with my new membership, I will have like a lower, you know, probably a $19.95, and then I'm probably going to have like a more, you know, $197 a month, or, you know, $97 a month. So one that's low for like that anybody would be able to afford, and then one that's, you know, much higher. So think about those and what would warrant those price tags when you're thinking about it.
Absolutely. No, that's what I want to do, and I definitely want it to be monthly because mine is a resource for business women, a lot of entrepreneurs, but a lot of the competition was a yearly membership. You know, you pay $150 for the year, and I want mine to be by the month, and that's important. Now, I did write a book. I am an author. Should I break my book down into some ebooks and offer it like that?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's the thing. And, you know, and again, just to be really honest, when I started Working Moms Only, it was after I had written Changing the Channel, and so many of those issues were parts of chapters because, you know, they stuck to my guidelines. So don't forget, your ebook, you know, they only have to be 10 pages. Right?
I know. You said that yesterday, and I don't know why I didn't hear that before. I was thinking, you know, because I started one, and it's taken me forever, you know, to get it done because I'm doing so many other things. And when you said only has to be 10 pages yesterday, I thought, hello, what am I waiting for? I should just do it, you know.
Right.
It's done already.
Right.
So I have 30 pages. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Right. You know, that's all you need to do. And so, yes.
But yours are so beautifully done. I mean, your covers are professional. I mean, where did you go to have them actually produced?
Tiffany uses, we use Elance.
Mostly Elance, actually, for those to be, but if you're talking about the design aspect of them.
Yeah, like the covers, and even when I downloaded it, it looks great.
Well, the covers and the design aspect, a lot of that was done through Odesk.
Yep.
Designers that I found on Odesk, which is another great resource for outsourcing work or finding people online that can help with things. And
really reasonable. And that's the thing, like once, you know, like kind of like we were talking before about building a support system, we don't have a zillion employees, but what we do have, we have an awesome support system of freelancers that we now have in a stable, you know? Mm-hmm. So once you start outsourcing to like Odesk or Elance, then you know who's done good work for you.
Yes.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
And we're using our network right now. I trust you. I've seen the work, and you use them. Why should I have to go around pricing? I would just use what you used because you said
exactly.
It was good. You know, I mean, yeah, that's the whole power of networking. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And then your recordings, like we have, we created a blog talk radio account, but I like yours in that they're just kind of, you can make them pretty. You know, you put it in there with your purple background, your blue background. With Blog Talk, I couldn't use it. So who did you use for to make your recordings to put them up there?
That's also somebody that designed that membership area for us, and it was an Odesk as well. And I think the membership program, actually I can tell you, I can look right now, I can tell you that the platform for the website is a WordPress theme called Builder, which is a great theme that anyone can almost work in. It's really easy to use. And then the membership site is, here I'm looking right now, called iMember 360.
iMember 360,
It's a WordPress kind of, it correlates with WordPress and also your, whatever your cart, your system is for a shopping cart. And then it has the ability to do all those little graphics and things. There's ways to set it up where you can have the little player on there and different things like that. But the design was all done through someone on Odesk.
Hmm, wonderful. That is great. Great information. I am so glad I made it on the call today. And I appreciate it. And I'll keep listening, and all my kids will get to know you.
Oh, awesome.
I have it on
your phone
all the time.
How many do you have? I have three.
Oh, four. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Okay, good. Yeah, one is almost 17, a 13, a 10, and they're boys, and then my daughter's just turned 9.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right.
Yeah.
My daughter is 14, my son is 12, and my little one is going to be 8, my little princess, so I know where you're at.
Oh, I know. It's fun. It's really great to include them. Like I heard you say, you always talk your business with your kids, and I do too, and they're learning so much about, you know, they're part of it because they see me working hard, and they see their dad working hard, and we say, you know, here's what we're going to do. Mom and Dad are working hard, but here's our dream. This is where we're going to go for Christmas next year because, you know, they're part of it. And and it's so important to include your kids.
It really is. That's awesome. Thanks so much, Shelley. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Marianne. Okay, next, are you ready? The next callers, the last four digits of your number are 4812. I'm going to unmute your line now. If you could say your name and ask your question, that's 4812. Hello?
Oh, no. What happened to 4812?
I think we might have lost them. Oh. Okay. One more time. 4812, are you there? Oh, you're there. Yay. Okay, good.
I'm wondering, would it make sense?
Go ahead. What's your name?
Oh, I think, Mary Ellen, this might be a relay system. We had someone write in that uses a relay system for hearing impaired. Yeah.
Oh,
are you there?
Okay.
One moment, please.
Okay.
do a service to help them find pet-friendly hotels, beaches, and rentals that they are looking for a vacation. Shall I provide a service for finding their destination and doing the Inbox magazine at the same time?
Okay. Okay, wow, no, a different dog question. I thought it was going to be the same one that we answered before. This is what I think. It doesn't sound, off the top of my head, it doesn't sound like a huge market just for pet owners who want to find dog-friendly kind of vacation spots, you know, with their families. I definitely know people are looking for that because when we moved back from Florida, from Austin, my poor husband had to drive with my son and the dog. Well, my daughters and I flew, and he had to find hotels along the way that would take the dog, and that wasn't even a vacation. That was just kind of getting back home. But I want you to do the same thing that we talked about in this call, which is you've got to do the research. You've got to do the keyword research on Google and see how many people are searching for that. If you have 10,000 or more searches a month, then it is a big enough market. If you do not find that many people searching for it, at least 10,000, then you're not really going to make enough money off of that market. Now, like we said earlier, if you open up your market to really dog lovers, and that actually becomes more of a just a topic that you talk about, and you talk about other things with dog lovers, you know, how to raise a German Shepherd puppy, or how to raise Rottweilers, or whatever those topics, you know, whatever it is, then you can include that as a topic. So I think your market is more dog owners, and your topic, you can have a topic in there, finding, you know, resort, you know, dog resort friendly locations. Does that answer your question?
I searched on Google Analysis that it's around a couple of thousand.
Okay, so a couple thousand, again, isn't big enough for you to make money, okay? So you're looking for 10,000 minimum. But again, if you just use it as a, because if you search on just dog owners, you're going to find probably a couple million a month. So if you have dog owners as your market, use that as a topic. But your whole business, I don't think is a big enough market to be your whole business. There's not enough people looking for it.
I was going to say, Marilyn, I think the dog hotels that take dogs would be a good lead magnet for that, a dog website. Yeah,
sure, would be a good lead magnet. You're absolutely right. And the other thing, it would be, you know, it would, like I said, you could write about it often, but not just that. The other thing about that kind of thing with dog owners, then your site might turn much more into an advertising site, meaning your revenue, like you might just write about all these different things about dogs, supply great advice and opinions for your readers, and build the list, and then your money might come in more through advertisers. Place like PetSmart or the places that actually do take dogs, you know, at their resorts, you know, so you could, you know, your site can turn, it sounds like that would be great for an advertising-based site as opposed to more just, you know, trying to make money off your subscription list. So, right, Tiff?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, so do I charge them monthly or yearly for access to my site or just partner up with joint ventures?
All the above. You know, how you charge people is going to depend on how many people you have reading you. Okay? Are you in Inbox Empire?
I don't think so.
Contact those dog resorts?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I don't. Go ahead.
So I should contact those dog resorts, dog-friendly hotels and resorts?
Sure, absolutely. But like you absolutely can, but you have to have a certain readership first, because they're going to say how many people read your Inbox magazine, how many people go to your website.
Inbox Empire, I still have to do the other modules.
Okay. So go through them all first, and you'll see. But like I said, we keyword research in finding your market. That's, I think that's module one, right? So make sure that your market is large enough. And like I said, pets in general, it's a great market. You can use that as a topic, and you can write about it often. So, but just expand it a little bit, okay? All right. Tiff, do we have any more folks in the queue?
Nope, that was the last person in the queue.
That was a great call. That was a wonderful, wonderful call. For everybody on this, we'll have it up on the website within the next, 48 hours. And so it's there as a good for everyone to go back and listen to again if they need be. And we will have our next quarterly coaching call in the next quarter. And we'll make sure that we've got, a lot of good questions coming in that helped everyone out. And I think, Tiff, the good thing about the call today was that the questions really did apply to just about everybody. Each question, everyone could take something away from. So it was great. Do you have anything else, Tiff?
I don't think so. It was a great call. Thanks, everyone. And again, the recording will be up in the members area in the next 48 hours. And you can find it there and listen to it again. And thanks so much for being on the call today.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye now.